Midday Report on your number one news and talk station.
14 minutes to 1 o'clock. Henry van Bredaar's legal team has one last chance today to convince the court that he wasn't the person behind the attacks on his family. The state wrapped up its closing arguments yesterday, and today defense counsel are having their chance. Van Bredaar's parents and brother were killed with an axe. His sister was critically injured. On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Monique Mortlock. Good afternoon, Monique. Now, the prosecution says there is enough evidence. Let's start there.
Good afternoon. Today it's the defense's chance to obviously solidify its case and to prove that the state or the state hasn't been able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that it was indeed Henry van Bredaar who was behind the attacks on his family. And advocate Peter de Boer started off by arguing that the state has not brought any eyewitnesses or direct evidence to implicate van Bredaar. He also went on to argue that the prosecution's entire case hinges on circumstantial evidence and that it is of poor quality and should therefore not be relied upon. And this is how he started his whole his closing argument. He also mentioned the fact that the state has based the entire case on two factors, and that is that no one else could have possibly committed the crime, and that van Bredaar's version, where he implicates the mass intruder, is not reasonably true. He also says that van Bredaar has been quite a good witness whose version has remained consistent throughout the trial, and this is obviously different from what prosecutor Susan Galloway said yesterday, where she said that there were inaccuracies in his version and that his version cannot be true because it's based on speculation and that it's fabricated. And in these, just before I slipped out of court, Boerter was going on or focusing on the blood spatter evidence from the state, basically saying that their own witness, Dr. Antonelle Olkert, during her testimony last year, she pointed out the fact that the state's forensic scientific lab didn't adhere to their own standard operating procedures, that there were flaws in the process to analyze and test the DNA, and it's for this reason that the court shouldn't be relying on the state's DNA evidence. And I'm pretty sure that as soon as court is coming out right now for lunch, he will be continuing with this after lunch. And I'm not 100% sure whether Boerter will be finishing up his closing arguments today, like Judge Desai said he would, because it's right. Quite a lengthy document.
Okay. Now, Henry van Bredaar, is he looking relaxed? Yesterday you told us about a new short hairstyle, and he looked a little bit jovial. Does he have the same attitude today?
No, today he seems a bit more stoic. He looks a lot more, last year a number of other journalists, everyone who's attended the trial has noted the fact that he usually just sits with virtually no expression on his face. Today is no different. He's again when he came into court, he greeted all the journalists and then sat down, and then his expression, I obviously try to gauge what he looks like, especially when certain aspects are being mentioned, like the more gruesome aspects of the crime scene. And again, no expression on his face. He still looks stoic, and that hasn't changed.
Yeah. Eyewitness News reporter Monique Mortlock in the Western Cape High Court.